This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, we are into the countdown for the first week, not a full week in August, but we're here as Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has the information from the research his folks have done this week as to the top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to give it over now to Michael. If we can go through these lists, I will tell you that we have we have companion hours in this program. We have you on for an hour to go through the list, and we talk about things in a sort of tangential way. We digressed somewhat in one of the other hours of the program this week, so perhaps what we really can do here, Michael, is focus on these issues and talk a little about them from your perspective once you've actually gone through the list. So please help yourself to that first.
I can only imagine what you mean by digressed, because, that's... practice for you.
Yes, thank you.
So this must have
made
really
a career
been a digression.
Out of digressing. Yes.
Whatever digress means, I've never been sure what that word means anyway, so it's neither here nor there. People say, but I digress. I don't know. I'm going to progress, and that is, here are the 10 biggest stories of the week. Talked about on radio stations such as the one that the folks are listening to right now, News Talk Radio in America. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action tied with the opening of the NFL training camps. Yes, we're now looking at football just over the horizon.
That'll make you happy. I know how much you love to watch football.
I do. I enjoy football, even though I consider it to be a guilty pleasure. I'm against everything it stands for, but I love it. At number nine, sort of like chocolate. You know?
Yes, right, exactly. Or good ice cream.
Oh, ice cream. That. How about a big cheese-laden pizza? Ooh.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, football, yeah. Pizza, ice cream, At number nine, why can't, pizza be healthy and broccoli be unhealthy?
Yes.
Why were we invented this way? It's crazy.
Yes. Who do we talk to? Where's God when we need him?
Yeah, get him on the line. Right. At number nine, California wildfire and the European heat wave. At number eight, new China tariffs. At number nine, the remains of veterans from the Korean War returned. And the North Korea ICBM program. That's at number seven. At number six, we have economic growth and housing starts are down. Sounds like a whatever. An oxymoron.
Paradox.
A paradox. At number five, Apple hits $1 trillion in value. So that sort of means you and I cannot... Is that what they're charging for an iPhone?
$1 trillion? My iPhone, iPads, I've been screwed over by Apple three times. And I think they got their $1 trillion by screwing over people like me.
That's how it happened, no doubt about it. Yeah, at number four, the midterm races and the Russia election interference. At number three, U.S. immigration policy and the Portland, Oregon ICE policy. The Paul Manafort trial is at number two. And at number one, Trump and Russia, the investigation. Here are the people being talked about. At number 10, Kim Jong-un. Number nine, Vladimir Putin. We have a Texas Senate race that's quite hot with Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke at number eight. Looks like he's given Ted a run for his money. Ted Wheeler from Portland at number seven. Hillary at six. Jeff Sessions at five. Paul Manafort at four. Robert Mueller at three. Number two, good old Mr. Mayor Rudy Giuliani. And number one, good old Mr. President Donald Trump. There you go.
I was interested this week to talk a little bit about Giuliani. There was an article that was printed in one of the New York newspapers, a column, and it's entitled The Last Sad Act of Rudy Giuliani, speaking about him and his connection to Trump and how he has gone from being the strong mayor of New York to a weakling. And it goes on and on and on. Doesn't paint a pretty picture of Giuliani. It's very interesting how, as you know, Michael, in the news media, when they want you to not feel good about whoever they're writing about, there's always a bad picture. Remember all those pictures of Clinton with that look on his face, and Hillary, too, and the look on Trump's face when he's growling. And
yeah, well, Hillary, boy, they've got pictures of her where she looks like a rabid,
right.
You know,
angry,
animal.
Nasty,
ooh,
yeah,
with
crazy.
The eyeballs hanging out. And,
right. Yes.
Ooh-wee. Yeah. But Giuliani, you know, we all know he's an incredibly handsome man. And
well, the women just fall for. Actually, he does seem to have his way with the women, one way or the other.
Well, I mean, politicians seem to have their way with women regardless. What was it? Henry Kissinger said, power is an aphrodisiac.
Right. Look at the women. He was the ugliest old guy. And with the Jill St. John.
Right.
Remember, all the most attractive women wanted to be with him. And it wasn't because of him. It's because of what he brings to the table.
Well, that's what they say. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, you know. That,
right.
I mean,
yes.
That's an age-old story.
It is. All right. So, with regard to what's going on in Washington, I thought it was interesting that Sarah Sanders, often referred to as Sarah Huckabee, or Sarah Huckabee Sanders because she's Mike Huckabee's daughter, has refused to say the press is not the enemy of the people during White House briefings. So the assumption, this is after Jim Acosta, who is a CNN reporter, was heckled and made himself, well, he makes himself out to be the fool, and then the people who are in attendance at rallies and that sort of thing, when he's trying to get the jump on Trump, they booed him, verbal assaults, blah, blah, blah. And so this all becomes a circus. But it seems to me that it's a circus that Trump thrives on more than anybody else who's ever been in that position. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, of course he thrives on it. That's why the press has to reconsider its approach to Trump.
How would that be, Michael? Would you explain, please?
Report on him as objectively as possible.
The news.
And don't cover some of the things that are. This is a very fuzzy area, and the press is going through an internal debate right now about it. But the key is, don't cover anything that's not news anymore. That Trump's campaigning and a lot of his extracurricular activity gets covered as news, and it expands his bully pulpit. This is a difficult thing because the president is, by his very nature, news. You know, a tweet is news.
Right.
An activity is news. But they take the bait. So I think, and I would advise Trump, stop being so nasty to the press as an institution if you really care about the criticism. See,
well,
it's murky.
He said during that Pennsylvania rally in which Acosta got accosted, that the news media is continuing with their fake, disgusting news. Hmm. He was talking about the coverage of his, what the news media referred to as his capitulation to Puke and Putin in Helsinki. Anyway, and then the people out in the audience, when they were chasing Acosta around, yelling, the red hats were in the air, CNN sucks! CNN sucks!
Well, you know, the atmosphere at these rallies is a little scary.
Yeah, it is.
It's scary. It doesn't feel traditionally American in its nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it concerns me. You know, I am a very, very strong supporter of the First Amendment, and one of the major foundations of the First Amendment is a free press. Now, the press has a hell of a responsibility, and I am also a major critic of the media.
Mm-hmm.
But when you criticize the institution of the press and the institution of media the way Trump is, that's extremely dangerous.
So is it just as dangerous to criticize the institution of the presidency?
Yes, both are very dangerous. And what's going on now, and being as objective as I can be, what's going on now in this war between the President of the United States and the press, we are all losers for it. Now, we could all come out winners for it if the presidency and the press improve as a result of this era in which we are immersed. Mm-hmm. However, if that doesn't happen, we're damaging two of our most important institutions.
Mm, that's very provocative, thoughtful. Thank you. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. That's why he's here, to go through the list, have our conversation about the issues that are making it, the people, the personalities on talk radio programs, all part of what we do here every week as we get together. 16 past the hour right now on our countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with a word to those of you who want to lose weight and do it safely. Please, please, don't go on these crazy diets, the yo-yo. You lose 10 pounds, you gain 10 pounds. Very unhealthy for your body. You need to be on a program that works with no drugs, no stimulants, and that is what Calitren is all about. Calotren. They've been in the business of helping people lose weight for 30 years without ever using drugs, without ever using stimulants. It's completely safe to take Calitren, even if you are taking medications. If you are on medications, you can use Calitren because it is all natural. It is guaranteed to work or your money back. That's a strong statement, but it really works. I'm proof. 12 pounds since April. Very steady. You stay on the program. You keep yourself fit. That's what you do, because Calitren contains collagen, which is the body builder in your body, protein. So as you get older, how you produce collagen in your body starts to decline, so you need to supplement. And that's really what Calitren is. And what it does is encourage the strong, lean muscle to work, because the protein builds muscle, and then it pushes the fat out. Exercise pushes it out of your body, you lose the weight, and you're in really good shape. It's pretty much that simple. But it does work. I'll tell you, anybody I've talked to, and I'll tell you the same thing. I'm really sold on this because I've never really tried to lose weight before this way. I just be careful about what I eat and stuff. But here, this has been a huge help. And it's great for building muscle, as I say. And I think that's very important for those of us who are getting older. So, you want to order Calitren and lose the weight guaranteed? The benefits are there. TopLoss.com is where you go to order Calitren. TopLoss.com. Use the special code DJV and you get a special 10% off deal. Plus you get a free bottle when you buy three bottles. TopLoss.com and use the code DJV. TopLoss.com or call them at 833-TOPLOSS.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binders, plus a laptop, and a planner.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Office Depot Office Max has low prices all summer long when you shop online on our app or in-store. This week, save $200 and get a Dell Inspiron 15-inch laptop for just $499.99. Limit supplies, see store for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with a Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands, like Levi's, Adidas, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and...
Hey, Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint
it. Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is here. We do this 52 weeks a year. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to sort of be the shepherd of the flock. Michael is the leader. He's not a sheep, however. You're not the...
I'll be a sheep for you today.
Black Whatever. Sheep of the family. That sort of reminds me. You know, what we say now versus, and we've had this conversation a number of times. I just noticed, I think last week or the week before when you were here, we were talking about those hosts on New Jersey 101.5 who were suspended for referring to the mayor of Trenton or Camden, wherever the station is, as a towel head. A turban head.
They called him Turban Man.
Turban Man, okay.
Right. Towel head is a far more derogatory expression.
Right. So now they're undergoing, if that's the right word, sensitivity training at a Sikh temple in that community. And I wonder when, at what point do we get to the admission of this being absurd? In my mind, this is completely absurd. So they said something that may have been... Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got an attitude. So they said something that was kind of stupid. All right, well, if we'd gone back 20 years ago and it had been used, it would have been funny and people would have laughed about it and we just keep going. But now we stop on everything and, oh, I'm so sorry, and you send a letter to the temple. I didn't want to offend anybody. Talk radio started... has nothing but offenses. Joe Pine, for God's sakes, and some of these other characters that were around, we just aren't living in that era anymore, and I wonder if we aren't going too far the other way, Michael.
Well, you know, we probably are going too far the other way because it's steeped in hypocrisy. Look, I understand political correctness, and I understand changing times. And I also believe that if people are hurt by certain expressions, don't use them. Respect people. You know, people don't want their ethnicity or their nation, their nationality to be made fun of or to a certain term hurts them. Take them at face value and avoid it. But sensitivity training and all that, that's corporate, that's a display. That's appeasement. Just simply say, hey, look, you said something on the air that is offensive to a lot of our listeners and sponsors. Cut it out. Don't do it anymore. If you do it again, we're going to fire you. because you're not following orders. This sensitivity training is just a show. It's crap.
Right. All right. So then how does a guy like Alex Jones survive?
Well, he doesn't work for the people that own New Jersey 101.5. That's how he survives. He's independent.
Yeah, very independent.
He owns his own company. Boom, done.
Pretty much like I do here, but I don't go down that road. He's now suing $100,000 suit in court this week. The family from Sandy Hook, for those of you who don't remember, Alex Jones hosts a program called InfoWars, and he's been a conspiracy theorist, and he said that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a sham, and the family of one of the victims sued him, and now he's suing them. So is this a circus? Is it just more about getting attention? What is the bottom line here, do you think?
Well, I do believe the family's lawsuits are sincere, but that's just my own gut feeling. I don't know these people. As far as his countersuit is concerned, I guess that's a business decision. Do I think that what Alex Jones did deserves scorn? Yeah, I think it was pretty reprehensible. Do I defend his right to do it in the First Amendment? Yes, I do. First Amendment doesn't guarantee, though, that you're not going to get backlash and people are going to get angry or going to get sued. So, it's an interesting legal story, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I think it's quite interesting all the way around. I used to think that he was kind of a character, and now I wonder if he just doesn't know.
Well, on the other side of the break, let's talk a little bit about conspiracy theories and how we handle them in the media.
I think that's an excellent idea, Michael. Why didn't I think of that? That's why you're here. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binders, plus a laptop, and a planner.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Office Depot Office Max has low prices all summer long when you shop online on our app or in-store. This week, save $200 and get a Dell Inspiron 15-inch laptop for just $499.99. Limit supply, see store for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, speaking at a campaign-style rally in Pennsylvania late yesterday, tells the crowd,
"Now we're being hindered by the Russian hoax. It's a hoax, okay?"
But back at the White House, top intelligence officials were saying otherwise at a briefing, including National Intelligence Director Dan Coats, who says Russia did meddle in the 2016 elections, and it's still at it.
Russia has used numerous ways in which they want to influence through media, social media, through bots, through actors that they hire, through proxies. All of the above is pervasive, is ongoing to achieve their intent, and that is drive a wedge and undermine our democratic values.
People living near a dam in Lynchburg, Virginia, still being told to get to higher ground as there are concerns it may fail soon, and Lynchburg could end up under 17 feet of water in a matter of minutes. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Consideration of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the talk radio countdown show, a history of 25, 26 years doing this because Talkers Magazine has been around 26 years, 27 years?
28 years.
28 years.
28 years, yeah.
Yes. Yep. So with that, I want to talk about some of the important characters that have been around for the 30 years of Talkers Magazine, the 28 years. But I want to first go back to and honor what you requested, that is to discuss conspiracy theories, conspiracy theorists. We were talking, if you're just joining us, about Alex Jones, who's a talk radio host, very successful podcaster. He's an independent, sort of quirky guy. That may be giving him too much credit. He's independent. I don't know whether he's quirky or he's just, there's more to it than that. But he has brought us around. Conspiracy theories have been an important part of talk radio, haven't they, since its inception, pretty much?
Well, conspiracy theories are an important part of journalism. So, you know, to suddenly say, because of Alex Jones, you know, who has sort of given conspiracy theorists a black eye as of late, there's a tremendous amount of negative sentiment about him out there and controversy, and of course he does have his supporters. First of all, for those just joining us, you asked the question, how does he get away with what he's getting away with? And the people at that station in New Jersey who have to go to sensitivity training for saying something about Sikhs, you know, why does he get away with it? And my answer was because he owns his own company. He doesn't work for somebody, and he could do what he wants. Of course, he can get sued, and he could have people hate him. But he's not going to have sensitivity training. That's what happens when you work for somebody.
And he probably could use it.
Yeah, and then he'll go out of business. But people don't tune into him to hear gardening shows and niceness. That being said, conspiracy theories, you know, some of them are true and most of them are not. But if you suddenly say all conspiracy theorists are bad and we shouldn't talk about conspiracy theories, well, then there's nothing to have journalists for. There's no investigative reporting. It all starts as conspiracy theories. So we shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater in terms of painting all conspiracy theories with a broad brush as being negative. But the other thing with somebody like Alex Jones, when you become a conspiracy theorist, that becomes your title. That is what you're known for. And you have a huge audience gobbling up all this stuff. Well, there aren't enough conspiracies out there to be able to come up with fresh red meat for these people. So invariably, it would be human nature to look for them and in some cases to go off half-baked. And that's what I think has happened to him. He might be embellishing a bit too much for his own good.
Yep. All right, so that's an excellent explanation of how those pieces fit together. As long as we're in the talk radio discussion zone, I mean the host discussion zone, I want to spend a moment with you talking about Art Bell, who passed away in April at the age of 72. Those of us who knew him knew he always had a cigarette in his mouth or his hand. He was smoking all the time. As a result of that, he was on various drugs. And it seems those various drugs collided to hurry up his demise.
Yeah, he had a tremendous amount of prescription drugs. They were legal drugs. He wasn't, taking illegal drugs. But hey, this is a common problem. People are dying from prescription drugs.
Right.
First of all, you go to several doctors. One doesn't know what the other one's giving you. The pharmacies don't necessarily have an adequate level of computerized warnings that these two drugs you're taking are not going together. A lot of people don't take the drugs properly. And then a lot of these drugs, they don't know how they're going to affect you past a certain point. You know, the FDA only warrants drugs for a certain amount of time. You can go, doctors, maybe they don't do their homework, but if you're taking certain drugs forever, some of them are not guaranteed to work forever. So there are a lot of things that can go wrong with prescription drugs, and a lot of people think, well, the doctor gave it to me, it's okay. Look at the opioid epidemic. So this is a major issue that we have got to come to grips with in terms of American health, and poor Art Bell was a victim of this.
Yeah, yeah. He would still probably be around today had he not taken them the way he did and when he did.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a sick guy, there's no question about that, but he met his early demise by being on all this stuff, and we wouldn't have known about it were there not an autopsy. So it's kind of like a CSI took place in Las Vegas, I think, didn't it? The original CSI. And so he would have been perhaps part of their, if they still were doing a CSI television program, he could have been a part of it because that's where his autopsy was done. He lived outside of Las Vegas. Actually, lived in
Pahrump, which sounds like a city on another planet.
Right.
Pahrump, Las Vegas.
And it was a mobile home. That's where he did his program.
He lived the lifestyle that one would think of a mysterious character like
him. Yeah, right. And the things that he loved that he talked about on the air. Well, when he first went on the air, I remember it was kind of like just another conservative talk radio program. And then he got off onto this sort of thing. And
he was a journeyman. He was a journeyman. I call him a B-lister. He was a B-list professional talk show host veteran who'd been around for years doing conservative talk radio. Nothing special, kind of syndicated, but, not big time.
Right.
And then he started to talk a little bit about his interests in parapsychology. And he did a special show on the weekend called Dreamland. Mm. And that became so popular popular that it usurped his News Talk General Issues show, and Dreamland turned into Coast to Coast AM, which to this day George Norrie hosts, is a major overnight program that caters to parapsychology and conspiracy theories.
All right, third rung on this wheel this week, a headline in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com focusing on the 30th anniversary of Rush Limbaugh. You refer to him as a radio superstar, which he is. He was the guy who really is responsible for, I think, where we are now in terms of talk radio, the political talk radio. So in honor of that, he talked about it on the air, but he also got a rather interesting telephone call, which we're going to hear an excerpt from right now.
Okay, so we're going to the phones, and we have a special guest. Who is it?
So, Rush, I just wanted to congratulate you on 30 years. This is your favorite president, and I think you are fantastic. And I heard about it, and today is the big day, 30 years. I wanted to call personally and congratulate you.
I am floored. I thought there was nothing anybody could do to surprise me today. I've been preparing for anything. Mr. President.
You're a very special man, Rush, and you have people that love you. I'm one of them. So I just wanted to personally make this one, and I said I'll even dial the number myself if I have to. But I just want to congratulate you. 30 years in that tough business is incredible.
All right. Now I'm waiting because my 30th anniversary is in October. Is he calling me then?
No, but I will with an imitation of him.
Okay.
How do we know that was the president?
That could have, yeah. It could have been somebody making it. That's right.
I'm going to look into that.
Conspiracy. Maybe it was. Actually, there's a conspiracy there. It could have been Alex Jones.
It could have been. It could have been anyone. It could have been Rich Little.
Yeah. Listen, we can't take away from Limbaugh. He's done a fabulous job of creating something out of nothing. Here's a guy that I remember the first time I met him. I was hosting his event when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati. He came into town, and he and I spent a lot of time together for 3 days, ate lots of sandwiches with lots of mayonnaise on them.
You taught him everything he knows.
No, I didn't, but I think we learned a lot from each other at the beginning because we both started about the same time doing a national program. I've always thought that he was a very, very interesting man, one of the most insecure guys that I ever came across. But what a fabulous talent, and he's done so much for what we do here today, and I'm going to leave the rest of it to you.
Well, what can I say? I mean, first of all, there's nothing I could say that anybody listening to this show wouldn't know. It's not let me tell you about this guy. Rush Limbaugh is a household name. He's famous, and he is an example of why radio has talk radio to thank for remaining an iconic institution. You don't hear famous disc jockeys impacting the culture anymore.
Not anymore.
When you and I started in talk radio, DJs ruled the day, and talk show hosts were considered this little, you know, sideshow that weren't even considered regular part of the radio industry. One of the things that we did with Talkers Magazine when we started it is we called it the talk radio industry. We sort of put a little, you know, underline under it, made it special, and now it is an industry. And now talk show hosts are major players as newsmakers and as media icons. So, hey, talk radio has saved radio, not just AM radio, it saved radio. And Rush Limbaugh, I don't credit him totally with being the only guy that made this happen, but he was a major player, certainly contributed to it. I think it would have happened without him.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Would it have been as big without him?
Maybe not as big. It would have been a little different, but it would have been big anyway because it. There were many, many factors. The moon and the stars all lined up for there to be talk radio in America these last 30 years.
And he's been fabulously successful at it in terms of being able to figure out how to monetize it. He's made the same kind of money a lot of television stars and movie actors have because he was good at it and he understood the business side of it. And so my hat is off to him, frankly. I've always liked him. I like him. I just think he's a character. But listening to him, it isn't maybe the problem with listening to people that you know is that you know what you're listening to, and there's a great deal of showmanship. Limbaugh is a very good showman. I think that's what gets people attracted to his point of view. All right, let me pause for a moment here and remind people that if you're one of those sad folks who didn't get a good night's rest, you can fix that problem by going to MyPillow.com and buy any number of things that they have, dozens of different things. They have mattresses and pillows, pillowcases, sheets. They have dog beds. They have whatever. You look at the, go to MyPillow.com and shop around. See what they have there. Get the story of their factory. They have travel pillows. They have different collections of the artistry that goes with the pillow designs. It's just a great concept, a great American company. The bottom line is that the pillows are better than anybody else's, and you can get them at special deals. Like right now, they have two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off using the DJV code. So go to MyPillow.com, shop for all the things you need in your bedroom. Start with those great pillows that have a 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like them after 2 months, send them back, get your money back. Can't get that anywhere else. Wash them and dry them. Made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get 50% off on all kinds of great things at MyPillow.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. In today's rapidly growing and evolving economy, it is more acceptable than it was a decade ago to move quickly from job to job. Emily Foote, VP of Customer Engagement for Bridge, an employee development suite for businesses.
We found in a recent survey that nearly 90% of millennials are looking to grow their careers within their current companies, but aren't satisfied with routine promotions or pay bumps. They want opportunities to learn, develop new skill sets, and grow into leaders. Organizations that create these types of learning environments are rewarded with employee loyalty.
In response to the survey findings, Bridge has the following tips to help engage America's largest workforce, millennial employees.
Hold frequent employee check-ins. They may not ask for the feedback, but they're looking for it. Also, align individual goals to company and team goals. Lastly, cultivate a culture of continuous learning. Millennials rank training and development higher than cash bonuses in the workplace.
For more, visit GetBridge.com.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands, like Levi's, Adidas, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Under Armour. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get, with no limit. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 3rd through 12th. Redeem August 13th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh, no. What have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on.
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief. Available in the store near you.
All right, Michael, a couple seconds on your conversation with a morning talk radio personality here in Boston, the Michael Harrison interview, focusing on whom?
Kim Carrigan, who is a female host on a three-person show in Boston for the last few years. She's moderate. There's a conservative. There's a liberal on the show, and she's in the middle. And I often sit in on the show when the conservative is gone and further muddy the water because I refuse to be labeled anything.
Exactly.
She's a really fine broadcaster, and it's a very interesting conversation about the role of women in radio and the state of news talk radio in general.
The MHInterview.com or at talkers.com. It's 10 before the hour.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Take two. I like that. The real world of News Talk Radio. Okay, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, our attorney. He's a college professor, also has a lot to say, has written a lot on scams and identity theft. Check out his book, The Identity Theft Alert book. How many books have you written? I've forgotten.
Ten. Yeah,
wow, I didn't know you were that prolific. Can we find them all listed? Not at Scamicide, but there's another website. Don't we have another website?
You can, the Scamicide will have a number of them dealing with scams and identity theft, but they're all on Amazon.
Amazon, okay. Look for Stephen J.J. Wiseman, W-E-I-S-M-A-N, and his amazing works and thoughts. They're all there on Amazon. All right, so the reason that you're here most weeks is to have us take apart a few of the stories that have legal ramifications. Continuing with the focus on immigration, number three this week is what happened in Portland. The policy, doesn't it have to be metered out the same in every community? And does the special, when they do something like they did in Portland, doesn't that sort of open up the door for suits?
It does, but it is a marvelously gray area, because as I was looking at Portland, it's one of these situations where the mayor was saying he wanted to protect the rights of protesters, protect the rights under the First Amendment, which is fine. But in this instance, also, the police force has to protect the people, the federal employees for ICE. So there were some that said that the mayor told the police not to assist the ICE people and to allow the protesters to in effect violate the law. The mayor has said that that isn't the situation and showed a number of tweets and police logs that said that they did investigate and did follow up, and in fact there were a number of arrests made. So it's kind of an iffy thing. You do have other cities where they indeed will not enforce the laws, but these are federal laws that really aren't up to the local police to enforce, and what kind of cooperation, that again becomes an iffy question.
All right. So this week the president was pushing his lawyers to allow him to speak to Robert Mueller. Good idea, bad idea? What are the lawyers? What would be the advice if you were his lawyer?
If I was his lawyer, I'll tell you, a good friend of mine is a very, very prominent criminal trial lawyer, and his clients will come into his office, and they will say, "I'm innocent, I want to tell you," and he will say, "Shut up, don't talk to me," because what he, in essence, he's saying, you can tell me things that I would be ethically bound not to be able to, it would limit my defenses. So if I were President Trump's attorney, I would tell him, as far as protecting him, I would say, no, there is nothing for you to be gained by testifying. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, as the president and someone enforcing the laws, and if indeed he says there is nothing that he has done wrong, then perhaps he could bring some testimony that not only would help him personally, but help the investigation, which is not a hoax. It is not a witch hunt. It has resulted in already 191 charges against 35 defendants and 5 that have already pled guilty. So I suppose for the greater good, I would say yes, go speak to Mueller.
All right. And there's a small town near where you live in western Massachusetts called Blandford.
Blandford.
Where the entire police force quit. And I wonder if there is, what's the legal ramification of that, pluses and minuses on both sides?
Yeah, and this was the entire police force consists of 5 officers.
Right.
And perhaps
part-time, except for the chief, I think. They're all part-time.
Yeah. And, you know, this is the kind of thing where I hate to see something like this happen. I remember once a cartoon once saying, "I can't hear you when you speak so loudly." Mm-hmm. If the officers did have issues they wanted confronted, I don't think that the en masse, you know, leaving of their positions was the way to deal with it. The public is still going to be protected. There are other police departments in the area.
State police
will be picking up the slack. But
right.
it does seem like the nuclear option, when perhaps maybe talking to each other might have been better.
I just read the description of the cars and working conditions and stuff, and it just seems kind of interesting. All right, there's the background of some of the legal ramifications, if you will, of things going on in our conversation world. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.